Yo, it's overslept. But Chris Laker, what's up? It's 9:49 a.m. And not bad. I thought I was gonna get up. I wanted to get up at 9, but 9:49, that's close enough. It's not like it's 10 o'clock. So, oh yeah, Levity Live tonight. It's the last time you're going to hear about it. Last chance to go to West Nyack to see Jacqueline and me. It's going to be a fun show. There's a promo code or some shit. But pay full price, you cheap fuck. No, it's a promo code. It's on Jacqueline's Twitter, at Jacqueline Novak. I'll retweet it. Why didn't I retweet that? Jacqueline's still waking up. I probably did retweet it. I must have. So, but go to Jacqueline's Twitter. It's probably easier to find without me seeing me. No, I don't think I tweeted about Trump yesterday. I'm trying not to do that as much, even though he's a. There was some craziness yesterday, but let's not talk about that. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Rob from Brighton emailed me, but I just read it right before I started recording. So it's not for me to read on here, so I'm not going to read it, but he did give me his last name. Or as they say over there in England, surname. But I'm not going to give it to you. Even though it's a common name, I don't know. I still don't understand. He said, don't give it out on the thing. I get it. But I don't. I'm not going to. But it's like, me saying it here is like, not going to. But I guess I understand. You don't know what who the hell's listening, and who just hears a name and decides I'm gonna. Well, that's the person I'm gonna steal their identity. All right, but I appreciate the email. Thanks, Rob. Okay, we'll just. I got some shit to do, so let's just get through some news and then. This is episode 90. I'm always on. Whenever I think it's 93, so it's probably 94. Now I'm gonna look just to so I know, because 100's coming. I'm gonna up because I said, "Oh, yeah, I was right." Well, no, I was wrong. I was right when I said I think it's 93, so it's 94. It is 94. So, I had said, at 100, the show's going to get good. I think I'm going to up that to 200. Let's double that. So, let's not expect anything for another 106. I think that might. And then I reserve the right to up that to just a straight up year. So, Apple News is all understandably Comey stuff. But then, trending stories, number one, Fox News. Pennsylvania woman ends up in wrong house bed after night out drinking, police say. Is that that's the number one fucking trending story? Why I should have been a trending story when I drank, because I would wake up wrong places, elevators. I woke up in some the wrong. I woken up in the wrong home. That's right. They give this woman's last name. And this is, I can't believe this is number one. I mean, getting blackout drunk and waking up in the wrong house, who hasn't done that? That's a fucking news story. Well, I guess that's like for Fox News doesn't want to cover what's going on in the world because it's all fucked up. And they're like, yeah, don't worry, don't worry about Trump. Look at this crazy lady. She woke up in the wrong place. She got too drunk. And in Pennsylvania, and I don't even know what part of Pennsylvania it is, but the whole state sucks. But it's it sounds like they say like lamppost in Lower Burrell. Like who knows where the fuck that is? Get a little more specific. Is it in the middle or is it near Pittsburgh? Who knows? But well, good for her. Doing some living. Number two, Rep. Dave Brett faces fury over health care. Russia in town hall. Okay. Well, those town halls, they're, that's politics. Let's skip over it. Yeah. Oh, the rest is politics. Fuck that shit. Let's see if maybe Reddit's got... It's because everything was so crazy yesterday, everything's going to be all politics. Which I wouldn't mind talking about all day, but I just don't feel like I'm smart enough. Well, not that I'm smart enough. I say, oh, I'm really smart. You know, I think what most people, when they're doing that whole shtick of like, I'm not smart, they think they're fucking smart. And they're just, they're waiting for, if they were really dumb, they would not know it. Those are the real dumb people. But they're trying to be. It's like faux humility. Yeah, I do it sometimes though. I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm not smart. I'm dumb, but I think I'm pretty smart." So maybe I'm just projecting. You know the thing when he's like, "Oh, I do this thing, so I figure everybody else fucking does it," and then. You're wrong. It's just you. It's not just you, but it's like it can never be just you. All right. Let's see what's. Oh, this is. Sorry to. Cop fired after not shooting suicidal. Man sues city. Well, that sounds like an interesting tale. What's this? It's from MSN. That's still a thing that people use for news. MSN. Fucking weirdos. Cops fire. Let's see. Man, they start right out with like the narrative. There isn't a day that goes by. Former police officer Steve Martin doesn't play back the killing. Or it's like, dude, just give me the fucking lowdown. It was a sunny day. After not shooting the kill. Oh, all right. Trying to find the paragraph that just says what the fuck happened. Too much work. Well, sound like an interesting story. I'll maybe read it later. U.S. teacher. I guess this is from Times of India. Some weird shit gets the top of Reddit. U.S. teacher rips off 8-year-old girl's hijab. Fired. Well, yeah. I mean, why are you ripping off the hijab, teacher? That's what the, you know. That's So that made it over to India. Now India knows about it. Could go and teach. Now all these people in India think we're a bunch of assholes. And there's a lot of people over there. United Airlines agent cancels passenger's reservation for recording with his phone. That's a recording for recording the, you know, was asking for reimbursement. An employee abruptly canceled his reservation for videotaping their interaction at the ticket counter. Interesting. Yeah, United Airlines don't give a fuck anymore. Everybody knows they're dicks and they'll just do whatever. Now it's just like, do you need to fly where we're going? Well, fuck you. We do what we want. Reporter arrested at Capitol. That sounds like Yelp plummets as advertisers revolt. I still use Yelp. What's the matter with it? I mean, it's kind of bullshit, but it's the best way to, like, when you're so, like, feels like when you're somewhere you don't know. You want to know if something's good? Meet a restaurant. I don't read people's, like, bullshitty reviews. It's just like, does this have a bunch of reviews and are they good? If it's got, like, 100 reviews and it's, like, 4.5 stars, you probably are right. If it's got 5 reviews, it's probably from, like, the owner. I always feel like whenever they mention parking, it's, there's plenty of free parking out back. Like, that was written by the owner. They're really like nailing all the different features of the restaurant. Yeah, I don't feel like that sounds like a boring read. Gay teen pushed to death from Chechnyan balcony. As Rasman Kadyrov rejects reports of homosexual purge. Jesus. Those Russians are fucking, I know it's not the right, but they're very afraid of gay people over in that part of the world. Very sad. All right, well, there should be a, I don't know what we do about that, except got to be something. I'll look into that. Here we go. Recreational marijuana to go on sale in Nevada this summer. Yeah. Now they got, man, Nevada. They got gambling, prostitution, marijuana. That's, they're just the Wild West. I mean, That sounds like it would be bad for the casinos. I mean, I feel like if I was like smoking weed, I wouldn't want to gamble. I would. It's, you know, drinking's like a gambling thing. Cocaine, that's what that. I can't believe they haven't tried to legalize cocaine in Nevada. Although it probably isn't hard to get, and it probably, I don't think cops are looking for you. The guy there to party. I've never been to Vegas. I've only been to Reno. Reno, I love because it's a shithole. One of the worst. Just like Atlantic City is a shithole. This is worse than Atlantic City. It's just so. It's, you can go. I was going in casinos there, and you could kind of. It's like they have like the casino will have pictures of all these people that won jackpots, and they'll have their name and where they're from, and all of them were from about a half hour away. That's a, there's something like, it's not like a vacation destination, although there's a couple hotels there, but it's like Yeah, it's pretty grungy. I like that about it. I didn't travel. I was in Sacramento for work, and I went there, but just to do something on the weekend and to go to the legalized prostitution. But that was many years ago. So I don't think they're. I wasn't looking for cocaine, but I can't imagine that it's hard to get anywhere. Vegas doesn't appeal to me. Vegas just sounds. It just looks like a fucking nightmare. It looks like very, you know, bro-y, frat, like bro-y kind of hang that I don't drink. And I like gambling, but I don't have any money, and I always lose. So I never gotten it. I would get addicted to gambling pretty quick if I ever won, but I just then I would just be chasing it. But I've never had any success, which is probably good because I would have lost a lot more money. I've only lost any time I've gone to like Atlantic City or done any gambling, but. If I was smoking weed, then you just totally see the scam that is gambling. Like you would never. That's what I would think. I feel like when you smoke marijuana, your logic's very sound, even sounder than when you're just sober. And I mean, some of it goes a little fucking off because you're. Goofy, but yeah, I feel like that. I would say the gamblers, people with a gambling problem. I've met a few people in my life that had gambling addictions, and I think that say just do some bong rips, man, and then you probably won't want to gamble. I think I just solved that. I'm going to go to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting and see if I can convince them. All right. I think that's enough for today. So go to Levity Live tonight if you can. If you're anywhere around, please come to Levity Live. And it'll be a real fun time. I guarantee you. You will laugh. You will enjoy yourself. And... you know, come get there early. There's a bunch of stuff. It's a huge mall. I'm going to be there at the Target. You could find me in the Massimo section of the Target looking for the hip clothes. It's right next to the club. Very convenient. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow or tonight. If you come to Levity Live, I'll talk to you tonight. Tell me that you're there. Tweet at me. Tweet at Jacqueline. Tweet at me now if you got tickets. All right. The rest of you motherfuckers, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.